I think me putting my head down and plowing through that friction that I've always felt with Instagram at the time seemed like a good idea, but really long-term, probably not so much. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch bro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. It's official. I am quitting Instagram. Well, I'm quitting the main feed for now. I did a podcast episode a while back talking about why I was quitting Reels, and it's still one of my most popular episodes I've ever done on the podcast. And that's episode number 115, if you want to go take a listen. But when I was preparing for this episode, I went back and listened to it. And the biggest thing that I took from that episode, which will carry over into this one, is that trusting my gut when it's time to call it quits on a strategy that no longer has the same ROI on it is something I will continue to do. I was pretty deep into my career when social media was introduced to the world, and I was an early adopter of it in the nonprofit space. Like, in fact, everyone thought I was crazy for using social media to drive donors. Now it's a given, but back then it was a pretty radical thing to do. So when I opened my own business, I had zero friction with jumping onto social media to promote it, except when it came to Instagram. And if I'm being honest, I've never enjoyed Instagram beyond the stories. I really love being in stories, which I will still be using in my business moving forward. The gram for me has been a hard zone to operate within. I found it to be so artificially crafted, especially in my niche, that it's hard to stand out when your life isn't picture perfect, or if you're older, or if you're like me and, well, I don't know, a little bit on the ballsy side when it comes to opinions on how business should be done, especially in the online space. Ethical and online don't always align. And that feeling of friction was something that I pushed through because me not liking it wasn't a reason to quit Instagram, if there was a return on my time invested on the platform. And for a while, there was a return. Instagram's never driven sales in my business, but it was a pretty decent top of funnel channel for me, until it wasn't. And I know I'm not the only one who's been facing the problem. One of the business educators that I follow and respect deeply started talking last year about how Instagram was going to die off as a platform that business owners used. And she believed that the platform would start pushing out content that was trying to keep people on it instead of the content of people like you and me who are trying to drive our traffic off of it and onto our own channels, like our email list, or for me to come hang out with me on the podcast, where I can serve up more content in a deeper, richer way that truly helps you. No matter how good I get at hooks, there is nothing I can do to help you in a meaningful way to grow your business with a 5-second reel or a 10-slide carousel post. Business is much more complex than what that platform allows me to operate within. I follow data, and if you're a fan of my show, you'll know that. The data has been saying pretty loudly to me that my time on Instagram, the hours put into creating content, engaging, and posting are just not paying off with reach or financial return. But for other marketing channels, it's the complete opposite. I see a huge return on the time I spend there. So if I take the time spent on Instagram and move that to my other channels, it only seems plausible that I can scale that return. So I'm quitting Instagram, and this is my plan moving forward. Number one, I'm moving to a static grid on Instagram and treating it as a website instead of a live platform. And now I've been planning this for a while, and this isn't something I'm going to do just in a week. I've taken a lot of time to plan this out, and it's going to take me about 8 weeks to fully get off my grid. What I'll be moving to are 9 carefully planned posts that feature the most important information for my audience and my business. And they will just sit as a static grid and operate the exact same way my website does, which drives a lot of business to me and a lot of leads to me. Now, the plan is to stay in stories, however. I have a lot of conversations in the DMs with people that I work with, people who follow me, people who listen to the podcast. Hello. And I want to stay connected to my audience, but again, in a more meaningful way. And so in stories, I know I'm talking to people who are really deep into my world, and I can nurture those relationships. I can honor those relationships, and I can stay active still on social media without having to post in my feed every single day, which is relieving such a feeling of pressure for me that I plan on following through with it. Now, the strategy to get off is pretty complex. And it wasn't me just thinking, oh, I'm going to post 9 random things and then peace out. I've put a lot of thought into what I'm doing here. And I'm actually going to be teaching the entire thing in a free masterclass that I'm hosting later this month. So if you're interested, get on my email list, stay in my stories, and keep an ear out on the podcast, because I'll be talking about how you can register for it. What I love about the idea of staying in stories and not having to worry so much about the actual grid for my main feed is that I feel like I can be more myself there, and I can serve up more meaningful content because there's more opportunity to talk. And I also know that the people who are there watching are listening, because you engage with me. You send me questions. You answer sticker polls. I feel connected to you and my stories. The other place I feel really connected to my audience is my long form content. So that's why 2, I'm going to be putting all of my focus into my long form content moving forward. And that means I am doubling down on the podcast. Now, the podcast has always been my most important marketing channel, and I truly love my show. But between creating a podcast once a week, I used to do 3 episodes a week. I'm down to 1, and I plan on staying with 1 for a while. But then also trying to create 5 to 7 other pieces of content for Instagram, my creativity just starts to kind of run a bit thin. And so by removing, again, that friction that I've been feeling with Instagram and putting all of my efforts into the show, I'm going to be able to focus on increasing the quality of the content I'm serving up to you here, because I'm just solely focused on giving the best of myself to you on the podcast. I'm also going to be really doubling down on my SEO strategy, which includes my show description, how I'm titling my episodes, how I'm writing my show notes, and moving into doing more blogging to support the episodes on the show with a new blog that I'm going to be putting up on my website, which also will go in tandem with how I want to change up my email marketing to be having a bit more of the behind the scenes conversations with you and less of a, I publish a new podcast, go listen to it style of content, which I've been doing for a while now. And truly everybody does it, and it's getting a little old. So the long form content strategy, the overall for the entire business, is getting retuned, is getting overhauled and dialed in, because this is truly where my efforts are best served, both in ROI, but also in my ability to help you, which is also why I'm bringing back my coaching opportunities back onto the show. Now, I used to do funnel audits all the time on the podcast. Gosh, it was maybe about a year ago I stopped doing them, and I miss them. I loved having people on the show to have conversations. I love talking business strategy. And I know that you loved listening to them because they were always the most downloaded episodes. So I'm going to lean into doing more things again that serve my audience in a meaningful way, and the things that I enjoy that don't have that friction in them, and take some of that time back from Instagram to put it where it's better served in the business. Which leads into the 3rd thing that I'm going to be doing, which is leaning into using offline lead generation tactics to drive leads into my online business. Now, if you listened to episode 255 of the podcast recently, I have to say that episode response was crazy, like banana cakes crazy. I have never done an episode on the show that had that much listener response to it. And everybody was coming to me and saying, where did they learn that tactic? And this episode is where we broke down how a group of my clients came together to collectively lead gen and help grow each other's email lists in a really strategic fashion. And where they learned that strategy is in my program called Online Authority Builder, which I had actually retired before that episode aired. And in OnAB, as we call it, I teach offline lead generation tactics that you can use to grow your online business. And every month I teach one masterclass where I dive deep into the full tactic, how to implement it, the things you need to put in place. Like it's a plug and play I do every single month with the people that were in that program. And then I do another Q&A session where we just hang out and answer questions in general. But they're completely unique strategies and they're things that often you've never heard taught before because they're not driven from online tactics. Most of them come from fundraising tactics, to be quite honest. And so because I had such engagement through that episode and I had so many people jumping into my DMs and asking me questions, I have decided that I'm going to launch a second version of Online Authority Builder with 12 brand new tactics that you can use to grow your business and drive leads into it without being dependent on social media. Can I get a hell yes to that one? Can I get a thank you to that? Can I get a heck yes to that? And for most of my programs, when I open up doors for enrollment, everyone pretty much knows that I'm going to run a boot camp to lead into it. And the boot camp that I always run that leads into Online Authority Builder is called Schmooze. And it's a digital networking boot camp where I'm teaching you the foundations of understanding how to network online and how to create really engaged relationships that will drive your business for you and bring leads to you without having to be dependent on social media. I love teaching Schmooze. It is my most popular boot camp that I've ever run. And doors are open right now to join me if you want to come hang out. And you can grab your spot at janditchfield.co/schmooze or check the show notes for the link. It's a fast, really, really jam-packed boot camp. And you get a lot of value for free in just 5 days. So if you've also been feeling like, I really want to do less on social, but I don't know what to replace it with, come hang out with me and I'm going to teach you a different way to be able to grow your business, especially as a subject matter expert, leveraging relationships to drive those leads right to your front door. Another reason I'm leaving Instagram is because of the way that I believe we're being trained to qualify our business success in the online space. Online business versus real world business is all about immediate gratification. We're creating sprint-based businesses instead of marathons. Online, it's all about the next like, the next view, the next viral idea. It's that next dopamine hit that we get. Instead of investing in building long-term, meaningful relationships that grow over time and continue to pay off for years to come. We all knew how to do that in our real world, careers, our 9-to-5s, in school, and fundraising for me was all about relationship building. But in the online space, it doesn't seem to be as important of how deep and how long that relationship is going to be that we're creating with people. It's more about how many fast fixes and fast firing can we get the dopamine hits. And I'm not really looking to build a business full of one-offs. I want to build a business that is here to stand the test of time. And one that I come out of the other end of it, having built really deep, meaningful relationships with the women I work with, the people I serve, and my colleagues. And that's everything that I teach in Schmooze and in Online Authority Builder, which is why I'm really glad it's come back. Again, if you want to come hang out with me, grab your spot in the boot camp. We kick things off on April 22nd. And then the last thing I'm going to be focusing on is prioritizing guest speaking on podcasts and training in other people's communities. Podcast guesting and guest presentations for me always pay off. Every time I do this, I see business come my way. So by freeing up that time where I'm spending all of that effort and energy in chasing the likes and the views and the short-term engagement, and putting that into a more meaningful long-term strategy, which is relationship-based, guesting, guest presentations, the ability for me to be able to go in and actually help people in a meaningful way, it will grow my business. I know that, but it's going to make me feel happy and fulfilled and satisfied within my business. And we don't talk enough about that. I think me putting my head down and plowing through that friction that I've always felt with Instagram at the time seemed like a good idea, but really long-term, probably not so much. My other plan is to start hosting a free training every month where I'm going to do a free class, free training on something. There's no sale on the end of it. It's just an opportunity to come in, again, help the people I help. You get a chance to know more about what it's like to work with me. I get a chance to know more about what you do and how I can help you. And it's just a win-win. And those trainings are also going to move into in-person trainings because I miss working a room, to be honest. I miss being in a room with people talking live to a live audience. And one of the things that I'll be doing this year is my new conference that'll be in the fall. And I'm also going to be starting free trainings in person that'll start happening later in Q2 for me. And this will just be a really simple, come have a glass of wine, come have a whiskey sour with me, and let's just talk for an hour about things that will help you grow your business. Here's a lesson on marketing. Here's a lesson on list building. Here's a lesson on lead gen. There's a lot of knowledge in this brain, and I just want to share it. And I miss being in the same room with people, sharing ideas, and talking collectively about things that we all love. So I'm leaving the gram, and I will be fully off my feed by the end of May. And is this a good idea? Some will say no, but for me, it's been a liberating feeling. We recently came back from a trip to Jamaica, and I went on that trip because I was burnt out. And when we got to Jamaica, I had intentions again on staying on social, doing all the things. And I got there and I was like, no, I don't want to do this. So I unplugged for the complete week. I did no social media. I think I maybe did one post or I was in stories maybe once, but I was barely on my phone. And the thing that happened was I could finally be clear in my thinking without having all that outside influence coming in and the noise on social media. Again, especially in my niche, I was able to create white space. That white space that my friend Vonji talks about all the time that we need as women in business so that we can regulate ourselves and be healthier. And in that white space, what came to me was, you don't need to build your business, Jan, any other way than the way you want to build it. And that's the great thing about business. It's your own to do with as you please. And yours to experiment with ideas whenever you feel inspired. I'm excited about where this will take me. And I'm especially excited about leaning into old school networking as lead generation tactics and using more offline opportunities to build my online business. And I know it will grow the online side of my business because if it works out there, it'll work here too. And if you want to learn more about taking your own step away from being dependent on the gram for leads all the time, make sure to come hang out with me in my free bootcamp schmooze at jandishville.co/schmooze. And I'll show you exactly how you can make your own exit from the gram or just take a small step back if that's all you're ready for right now. We'll see where this takes me. I, of course, will keep you updated. And if this turns out to be a great big mistake, well, mistakes are always fixable. But the one thing I know is that if I don't keep going out there and trying and feeling true to myself and prioritizing my own wellness, both mentally and physically, well, all the money in the world doesn't matter because I'm building a business that impacts me, but also my family and the women I serve. And in order to do that, I just need to be me in the entire process. And this current Jan is saying, see you later, Grams. I'm over you. And until next time, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at jandishfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.